This is the afternoon or evening audio for the third day of Christmas. This morning we talked about Micah's vision of all nations coming to the mountain of the Lord to hear the word of God and to follow in his paths to obey God's law, and how God's law governs or makes judgments on nations and governments. Now here in the afternoon we're going to look at the Christmas passages for our 12 days of Christmas, and we're looking at the announcement by the angel Gabriel to the father of John the Baptist, of the birth of John the Baptist, and then the announcement of the angel Gabriel to the mother of Jesus about the birth of Jesus, and then the mother of Jesus visits the mother of John the Baptist. And that's all in Luke, starting in chapter 1. We read the first four verses, which talked about Luke using eyewitness testimony to give us the gospel accounts. And the rest of these, what we're reading today, is all from Luke chapter 1, the rest of the chapter. And it begins in verse 5. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias, of the course of Abijah, or the group of Abijah, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. And they had no child, because that Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well advanced in years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying outside at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord, standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zechariah, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth, for he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him, I think that means Jesus, in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. And Zechariah said to the angel, How can I know this? I'm an old man, and my wife is well stricken in years. The angel answering him said unto him, I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God, and am sent to speak to thee, and to show thee these glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be mute, and shall not be able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. And the people waited for Zacharias, and marveled that he tarried so long in the temple. When he came out, he could not speak unto them, and they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple, for he beckoned unto them, and remained speechless. And it came to pass that as soon as the days of his ministration were accomplished, he departed to his own house. And after those days his wife Elizabeth conceived, and hid herself 5 months, saying, Thus hath the Lord dealt with me in the days wherein he looked on me to take away my reproach among men. Now Christ's birth is announced to Mary in Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. In the sixth month, that is the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy with John the Baptist, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin, espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then Mary said unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that the Holy One which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Now Mary visits Elizabeth. This is from Luke chapter 1, verses 39 to 45. Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. And when it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost, and she spake out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come unto me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord. So these aren't the most obviously Christmassy passages, but they're certainly all part of the narrative of the leading up to the birth of Jesus. And let's point out some of the important things we've seen here. One thing I noticed, and I've never heard anybody comment on this, but I'm not sure exactly why it was that when Zechariah heard the message from Gabriel, the angel, about the birth of John the Baptist, he didn't believe it really. And then he was punished for his unbelief by losing his ability to speak. But when Gabriel came with a similar message of glad tidings to Mary, Mary also didn't believe it. But the angel Gabriel, I guess a perpetrator of sexism, perhaps someone might say, kind of let Mary off the hook. Anyway, the key message, I think, from the angel Gabriel was Mary would conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and call his name Jesus. That has a distinct relation to the word of salvation, that he would be a savior, that he would be great, he would be called the Son of the Highest, the Lord God would give unto him the throne of his father David, he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. So this is talking about the Messiah, the Savior, and he would exercise the messianic reign. He shall reign over the house of Jacob, sitting on the throne of his father David. These are the promises that Mary heard about this baby that was going to be born on the first Christmas. And then we have, of course, the interesting fact that Elizabeth senses that the baby inside her was jumping for joy when he heard the voice of the mother of what Elizabeth calls her Lord. So Elizabeth knew something about the baby that was in Mary, and knew that Mary was the mother of Elizabeth's Lord. And of course, in our day, babies like John the Baptist leaping in his mother's womb for joy are sold by Planned Parenthood for body parts. So that's all significant in understanding and identifying the real identity of Jesus. Well, I hope you've enjoyed hearing these passages. We don't read them all the time, and when we do read them, it's Christmas time, and we're all thinking about other things, being distracted by the holiday season. So I hope you've enjoyed the readings for today on this third day of Christmas. We'll see you tomorrow on the fourth day of Christmas.